Bertha had joined Edna Wilmot among the ranks of widows having to fend for a family. But at the younger end of the scale, over these past 3 years, new life had come to Yard Number 3 Hay Lane. Rose and Wally Shaw now had 3 children. Their little girl, Grace, now 4, had been followed by a lad, Charlie, and another little girl, Ivy, who was now 6 months old. Marie Gornall now had 6 living children, the last of these, little Dolly, a bitter pill that she had come to terms with. She was, in many ways, a different woman from the one she had been before Dolly arrived. The noisy Sunday afternoons were a thing of the past. Victor Gornall never could accept the fact that Dolly was different, and mostly ignored both the child and his wife. It was said that a child with his ferret-like features had been let loose on the lottery of survival in a nearby yard. But of course people talk, and no one could be sure it was his. But according to Marie, Victor was getting his oats elsewhere. He was like a cat with 2 homes, coming back to be fed but not much else. Marie cried at first when she found out he was playing away, but soon became philosophical.
"Let some other poor cow have him to deal with," she said, eyes narrowed in loathing. "That noggy-head ain't coming near me anyway. I've got enough on me plate without him."
She was still ready for a Barney now and then, but Marie had grown up. She was especially grateful to Rose because little Gracie Shaw took a shine to Dolly, who was in any case by far the most amiable of the Gornall family. Everyone liked Dolly with her straight brown hair and round, often grinning face. Gracie was just over 1 year older than Dolly, and she had taken her on and always looked out for her, even when they were very small. And now everyone in the yard was long used to the little girl. Dolly was just Dolly, and that was that. Lucy had been working as a chainmaker long enough now to be quick and adept at it. She had seen her hammer hands become scarred like her mother's, had come to accept her lot, and she was now quite used to the leg Mr. Clark had made for her. With adjustments over the years, she could wear a boot over it and get along with a limping walk, usually using a stick if she was going any distance. And working among the women who had ceased treating her like a child, now she was 14 years of age, she overheard all their commentaries on all sorts of ripe subjects. Working the hearth, tucked away on the far left the other side of Marie, Lucy was often forgotten when these conversations began.